Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket line and picket sign. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. And I mean nothing at all. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And what a wonderful show we have for you this morning on this beautiful March the 27th, 2023. Boy, is time flying. And before I do anything else on the show right now, I want to wish my mother, Dorothy Jean Jones, a very, very happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. And we're going to reach out to her later on in the show while we're live and wish her a very happy birthday. I just can't tell you about all the things that are going on, but we have some super duper interesting topics for you, as we do every single week. and we are live on the radio. Now, let me just tell you how to get with this, okay? This is how you can do it. If you want to listen to us on the phone, and you tell your friends, tell your church members, your friends, your associates, your family members, because this is going to be an interview, and this is going to be some topics you don't want to forget. You want to let this sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. This is the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns. We're right out of Los Angeles, California, A. And y'all know what's going down. Everything that happens around the United States starts off in L.A. Whatever trend it is with Hollywood, TV, whatever trends start, they start in Los Angeles, California, and they move around the United States. Okay, so we are always, hey, good morning, Bishop Taylor. I see you on there on Facebook Live. Now, if you want to call into the show to make a comment or say something, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And then you press 1, it'll put you in the queue. Now, let me tell you something. We're going to have, you know, on our show every Monday, we do a segment on our show called A Moment to Shine. Now, we've had some very wonderful guests on A Moment to Shine, and we have a nice, wonderful guest on our show coming up this morning for A Moment to Shine. And we're going to have that moment. We're going to have a young lady by the name of Jasmine Taylor with Jay's Beauty Bar. We're going to have her on in just a little while. And what we do is we promote black-owned business, and that is so important. That is so important to promote black-owned business. We need to always support black-owned business, and we need to promote our people, and we need to lift each other up, amen? Instead of putting each other down, we need to lift each other up, amen? Because if we ain't doing that, we're not doing anything at all, okay? So I want to make sure that we figure out one more important thing. Whatever you do, tell somebody right now, tag 10 people. If you're on Facebook Live, good morning if you're on Facebook Live. Good morning, Brother James Hudson in Texas on Facebook Live. Good morning, everybody. Vera on Facebook Live. Bishop Taylor on Facebook Live. Now, I want y'all to tag 10 people. And I want to, boy, you know, it was something that happened. Now, this happened a couple of weeks ago, but I'm having some weird stuff going on with my phone. But let me tell you what happened. Good morning, Bishop Taylor. How are you? I already see our Moment to Shine in the queue already, and praise God from whom our blessings flow. Yes, I see her in the queue, and we're going to have her on in just – wait a minute, what happened? Oh, there she is right there. We're going to have her on in just a few minutes. Now, but before we do that, I want to – this is serious. Okay, now if you want to listen online, if you want to listen online and see the pictures of me and everybody that's on our show, you go to blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com, okay? You go to blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. On the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, okay? So with that being said, there's a case going on that Ben Crump is on, and I actually had my cousin hit me up and told me when this first happened, a young African-American black male was working at a job in Mississippi. He got into it with the owner of the company. Some kind of way they had a verbal disagreement. He immediately texted his mother and said, if I don't make it home, my boss is the reason why I did not make it home. Now, his boss was a racist, right-wing, racist person. We'll just leave it at that. And let me tell you, racism is alive and well, unfortunately. And we're going to talk about that more on the show a little bit later because we have some very interesting topics for you. And we want to hear your opinion on these topics. And pretty soon we're going to get, what's up, Sandra? How are you? It's a pleasure. I'm so happy to have you on live with us. And if it's your first time, thank you for joining us right now. And please tag 10 people. Now, I want to tell you this because this is very important. This young man left that job on his way home. He didn't have a car, so he's trying to get home the best way he could. I don't know if it was by bus or by train or whatever, but when you're down south and you don't have a car, you know how far away, you know, those are not just blocks. Those are miles of walking or getting to the bus stop and waiting on the bus. Anyway, some redneck white guys chased him down in a truck. And the rest was, you know, I don't want to go too deep on what happened, but I'll just say this. They killed him. They killed him. They beheaded him. That's right. They decapitated his head. His limbs were found in different parts of the area where he was running. I saw a video where you could see him running by, and he was running like trying to get away. And he was trying to get away. Apparently they caught him. They pulled his spine from his anatomy, and they decapitated his head, and they put his arms and legs in different places. So I said that to say this. We, as a people, we better get ready for what's about to come. Because when you call the sheriff, because he went to the sheriff's office, he asked the sheriff, could they help him and give him a ride home? And what happened was the sheriff said, we are not a taxi service. We can't give you a ride home. So I feel that the sheriff's department is a part of the problem. I feel that the sheriff is a part of whatever white supremacist group that was participating in the murder and the killing of this young man. Good morning, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Good morning. Welcome to the show. So before I get in, I just wanted to share that with you. So let that sink into the resonance of your heart and mind, especially if you're going somewhere by yourself or you out on a dark road somewhere in the South. And you don't even have to be in the South, wherever you are. Okay, and we're going to talk about that today on the show because it's important that we know our rights. If you don't know your rights, and that's why we have a civil rights talk show, because if you don't know your First Amendment right, your Second Amendment right, which is your right to bear arms, your 14th Amendment right, which is your right to be treated fairly and to live where you want to live and do what you want to do, if you don't know your rights, you need to start reading your amendment rights under the Constitution of the United States of America. And we need to make amendments to the Constitution because that Constitution was written hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So if you ask me, it's not applicable. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's not applicable. It needs to be amended in lots of different ways. And the first thing that needs to be changed on there is that we need to never, ever have to vote for our rights, our civil rights bill to be voted back in. The second thing is we never need to vote for us to have the right to vote. That should be there forever and ever and ever and a day. We shouldn't have to go and renew our right to vote. I say that to say this. If we don't stand up and do something, nothing will get done. I'll say this to you again. If we don't stand up and do something, nothing will get done. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. Okay? So, hey, right on. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to see me on Facebook right now, go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and you'll be able to see me just like this. Now, let me tell you something. If you're on your phone and you on Facebook Live at the same time, one of them got to be turned down so we won't get any feedback, okay? Because when we're interviewing our very special guests, we want to make sure you can hear them nice and clear. And I want you to get you a pencil and some paper out, or a pen and paper, and I want you to write down our moment to shine, which will be Mrs. Jasmine Taylor. And as soon as I get in our panel, as soon as I get in our co-producers and our co-hosts, we're going to bring her on in just a few minutes. We do this on our show every single week. We have a moment to shine. Now, as far as just one last thing I want to share with you. Watch the sky. When you see airplanes driving and flying up in the sky and you see them chemtrails behind them, this is really important. I want you to read about chemtrails. C-H-E-M, chemtrails, okay? Chemtrails are things that they rain down into the system to cause illness, sickness, hay fever, storms. They can change the weather with chemtrails, okay? This morning, for some reason, I'm having a connection. Let me know if you guys are hearing me clear on Facebook Live because it seems like my connection is going in and out. So let me know because guess what? The FBI, the CIA, the DEA, the ATF, and all them other government entities, They don't want to hear no civil rights talk, okay? Because they don't want the real deal, Holyfield, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to come down to our sisters and our brothers, okay? And they don't want you to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So we're having a little technical difficulty, but on Facebook Live right now, just show me some hearts if you can see me nice and clear and you can hear me nice and clear. That's important. Show me some hearts if you can. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much. Okay. Without further ado, let's get in our co-host. Let's get in our co-producer. Wait, hold on. We'll see. Let's go. Whoa, we got a – boy, this phone is lit up, man. Golly. Woo, this phone is lit up. Let's see. I'm looking. There we go. Let's get in our co-producer, Talana Jones. Good morning, Talana Jones, my daughter. Good morning. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show, Talana. How are you?
Thank you, Dad, and good morning to everybody on Facebook, to all of our co-hosts and co-producers. Good morning. I love you all. Taking it, just glad to be in service one more time, Dad. I just want to say God bless everybody and happy Monday.
Hello, anyone there?
Hello.
Hi.
Dr. Granny V.
Hello, Professor Reem. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello. All of a sudden, it just went blank, and I can't, except for you, I can't hear anything because I heard Talana. Yes.
Yes.
And then
I did hear Talana. I'm not sure what just happened, but I heard the phone go unmuted. But let's see.
Right,
I'm going to Eddie to see. Let's see. How are you?
Oh, just fine, Dr. Granny V, and how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking.
Good.
So I sent a text to ask Eddie, is it muted? But
hopefully he didn't have a power outage or something. We wouldn't be on if that was the case.
That's true. But you know what's weird, Professor Reams, is that...
Okay, can you guys hear me? Can you hear me?
Hear you.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, we can hear you. Yes.
Okay, I don't know what happened, but, you know, let me tell you something. Whenever we're talking about civil rights issues, you know, this is one thing the government, they listen in, too. They listen in, too. I want to thank everybody for keeping it going while I was trying to figure out this technical problem. We're still having a small technical problem with Facebook. And so can you guys hear me loud and clear? If you can hear me on Facebook, you heard a cop on my phone line. I believe that. They're trying to interrupt your program. I believe, Brother James Hudson, you are so right. If you can hear me on Facebook, give me some hearts if you can hear me on Facebook Live. If you can hear me on Facebook Live, give me some hearts. Yeah, there we go. There we go. All right, that's what I need to see. That's what I need to see. Thank you so much, everybody. Appreciate the hearts. Thank you. Okay, Brother James Hudson said, I just heard a cop on your phone line. I believe that, it's funny, they're trying to interrupt your program. I believe it. They will try to interrupt our program because our program is all that and a bag of gold chips that can't be crushed. And plus, we keep it real, and we're talking about some real deal stuff. So, excuse me, without further ado, okay, let's see. Vera, are you there? Are you there, Vera?
I am, Eddie. Good morning to you, to all the co-hosts, and every single listener out there. And as you stated earlier, happy 82nd birthday to my mom, mother of 10. Outstanding.
Amen, amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Okay. Wow, that's so, you know, I'm just telling you, this is how this stuff works. When the government knows you're doing something right, this is what they did to the Black Panthers, who gave out free breakfast and free lunch. This is what they did to Martin Luther King. This is what they did to Malcolm X. This is what they did to Medgar Evers. They killed them, literally, because they were doing civil rights work. Don't forget about the Moors in Philadelphia in the 1970s, how they dropped a bomb on their home. A real bomb that the government had to give assignment to do. This is what they do when you have a leader. They always want to knock off the leadership. You see, they want to knock off the leadership. They don't want us to have leaders that know how to lead, because that is a threat to them. Remember, we didn't ask to come to America. We were brought here by shackles. We didn't ask to come here. We were forced to come here, and then we still have not received our 40 acres and a mule yet. Professor Reams, are you there? Professor Reams, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Oh, just fine, Pastor Jones. And good morning to everyone. Good morning to coming to the best blog talk radio program, which is All That and a Bag of Chips and More. And get ready, get set, because we're going to be talking about the wonderful controversial issues that the government is definitely, our leaders are fearful of, because this is the real deal, Holyfield. So good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Vera, say hello to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, say hello to Vera. And, okay, all right. And then, without further ado, Brother Clarence, welcome to the show, Brother Clarence. How are you this morning? How are you?
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I tell you what's going on is this show, the Eddie Justice Jones Blog Talk Radio Show, every Monday morning. You better tell a friend to tune in, because Pastor Eddie is talking about my rights. Your rights, all rights, civil rights, just the right to live. And this young man down there in Mississippi, man, this news is just, you just shine the light on it, man. I tell you, another atrocity. They wanted to cut you out of the system. That's why the little mishap happened on the show this morning. But Pastor Eddie, man, I appreciate you putting the key in the ignition. Fire up this limousine, man. I'm buckled up, strapped in. Let's roll, Pastor Eddie. Thank you for having me once again. And good morning to
Amen.
Sarah, Professor Reams, to Lana Jones, and to all of our listeners.
Okay.
Good
I want to say well,
good morning.
Good morning to Dominique Paul. Good morning to Gwen Bryant. Good morning to everybody on Facebook Live. Good morning, Brother James Hudson out there in Texas. Everybody send this to 10 more people. Send it to 10 more people. Okay, now, without further ado, let's say hello to Aretha Adams Jones. Good morning. Good morning, Aretha Adams Jones. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Woo-hoo. God
Monday.
Bless you all.
Good morning,
nice
Aretha.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha.
Good morning,
Dr.
Aretha.
Dr. Aretha. Good morning.
And Kira and the regulator and all the co-hosts, Pastor Eddie, all the guests. God bless you. Happy Monday. Woo-hoo. Happy Cesar Chavez Day. I'm off work today. Woo-hoo.
That's all right. Praise God. You should be.
Doctor.
You deserve it. Now, look, you guys, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and every single Monday we do a moment to shine. A moment to shine is where we recognize a black-owned business, and we show them some love. We talk to them for a minute, let them talk about their business, and then we get their email address, and we get their website, and then we're asking everybody who's listening to the show to support their business. And if you're in Texas, this is a good thing for you, because this is where the business is. Without further ado, our guest on this morning for A Moment to Shine is Ms. Jasmine Taylor. Let's get Jasmine in the studio with us right now. And then, wait, I want to get Pastor Taylor in here, too. Let's get Jasmine in. Let's see. Good morning, Jasmine Taylor. Good morning, Jasmine. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Everybody say good morning to Jasmine Taylor.
Good morning, Jasmine Taylor. Welcome.
Good morning, Jasmine Taylor.
Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's such an honor and a pleasure to have you on. Let's see if we could get in Pastor Bishop Taylor. What's this prefix, the first six numbers on his number?
486.
Let's see. Wait, hold on. Let me go. Let me look down. I got some. There it is right there. There, let's see. Bishop Taylor, are you there, Bishop Taylor?
Yes, I am, Pastor Eddie. Thank you. Thank you for having my daughter on this morning.
It is an honor. It is not. Jasmine Taylor, say hello to your dad. Dad, say hello to daughter.
Good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Jasmine. God bless you. Glad to have you on the Eddie Jones Radio Show this morning, Pastor Eddie.
It's an honor and a pleasure beyond words. Everybody say hello to Bishop Taylor, please.
Good morning, Bishop Taylor.
Good morning,
Bishop Taylor.
Law Radio fans, each of you, good morning, especially to the Jones family.
Thank you so much. Now, Jasmine, let's go right into it. You're on a segment on our show. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show in Los Angeles, California. But at this time, you're on a special segment in our show called A Moment to Shine. And everybody deserves a moment to shine. And you have a black-owned business called Jay's Beauty Bar, located at 5838. And could you just, before you give out the information, tell us about Jay's Beauty Bar and tell us about your business.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I am the owner and founder of Jay's Beauty Bar. It is a hair salon in Spring, Texas. That is a little suburb from Houston, Texas. And I specialize in natural hair care. So, you know, growing up, a hair is our crown. It's the most important thing for a young woman or an older woman as well. So I am teaching women how to protect their crown, how to embrace their natural crown. And then even for the ones that don't like the natural hairstyles, I do those as well. I just love to make you feel beautiful.
Wow, that's amazing. That's beautiful right there within itself, because our hair is our crown, and we should do things to take care of our hair. I don't know if you could – are you on Facebook Live too, Jasmine, as you're on here with us on the phone? Are you also on Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook? Can you do that at the same time?
Yes, I can.
And the reason why I ask you to do that, so then that way you can see my hair, is like little curls. And I don't comb it. I just put my stuff on there and roll it back, you know, put the miracle oil on there from Purelistic Health and Beauty. I put the miracle oil on my hair and go back with it. No comb, no brush, just natural. Because, you know, hair is history, and the greatest styles in the world came from Africa. And I don't know if you know about this, Jasmine, but there was a lady in Texas who had a hair braiding school who went to the Supreme Court and fought for us to have the right to do braiding without going to a school for it. So that was some great history.
Yes.
Did you ever hear about that?
I did.
Wow. That was amazing. So tell us now tell us what all you do. You do relaxers, braids. What all do you do?
Yes, it is a full service salon. I do natural hair, relaxers, braids. I do mostly braids here in Texas because of the humidity. but everything except locks. Locks is not my specialty, but I have someone who does that as well.
Wow. So how long has your business been in service?
My business has been in service as soon as COVID started in 2019. I opened Jay's Beauty mm-hmm. Bar, and I've been
wow.
in business ever since.
Wow, and the most amazing part is you were in business throughout the pandemic. God bless you to still keep your business rolling, and now your business is flourishing, and I'm just happy for you and happy with you. What else
yes,
would you
sir.
Like to know? I mean, what else would you like to tell the listeners about your business that's important, that you feel is important?
I'd like to tell the listeners that in my business, we care about not just what the style looks like, but we also care about the health of the hair. And that starts with the body. So
right.
what you're,
right.
what you're
now,
putting into
now,
your body will reflect on what it looks like.
I'm sorry. Say that again, Jasmine.
I said what you put into your body will reflect what your hair looks like on the outside.
Oh, interesting. So if you were to tell somebody who, you know, was not really good at keeping up their hair and everything, what type of stuff would they put in their hair to feed their scalp and to help the roots and help their hair grow?
It really all determines. Every person is a little bit different. I'd have to know the history of the hair, whether they're taking medications, stuff like that. But just normally, basically, make sure you're staying hydrated, water. Make sure you're getting your fruits and vegetables. And then if it's just like an oil, castor oil is really good for hair growth. There's jojoba oil. There's a lot of different things that we can do for our hair.
That's true. So now on our show, we always have our panel, which is our co-producers, asked a question or make a statement pertaining to your business. But before we do that, if you have a website or email or a number and the address, could you please take a moment to give it out nice and loud? And everybody who's out there, go ahead and get your pen and paper ready so you can write this down. Without further ado, Jasmine, please give out your information, your website, email, and address on how people can get in contact with you to get their hair done.
Yes, sir. So I am located 5838 Luetta Road, suite number 61, and that is in Spring, Texas, 77379. The contact number there is 310-431-0113. You can check us out on Instagram at Jaes, that's J-A-E-S dot Beauty Bar. Once again, Jaes, J-A-E-S dot Beauty Bar. And then you can see all the wonderful pictures and our booking link is in our bio.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, with that being said, I want to send a shout out to Gloria Majors, who's on our show this morning. Good morning, Gloria, and welcome to the show. We are honored beyond words to have you on Facebook Live. Please send this to 10 people, 10 family members, 10 church members, 10 associates. Keep on sending the show out to people. We got some numbers, a lot of numbers from Texas on here today. It's a lot. So this is really good. Jasmine, let's just take out a moment to get some questions answered. Let's see if our co-producers would like to ask you a question. Let's go to Talana Jones. Talana, are you there? Are you there, Talana? Okay, let's see what happened. Oh, there you are. Talana, are you there? Okay, we're still having a little difficulty with Talana. Let's see. I'll take that off. Let's see. Talana, are you there? Talana, are you there? Okay, we're going to come back. With that being said, Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, do you have a question or a statement for our special guest, Jasmine Taylor?
Yes, Jasmine. First of all, thank you for coming on to the show. Congratulations, and I commend you on your business. And my question is kind of like a throwback question, because when I was a boy, I remember my mother, and I remember ladies in 3 decades ago, they used to always go and get their hair pressed. And so my question would be, with you being a beautician and a doctor of natural hair care, do you do hair press and curls? And if not, why? And if that is detrimental to our hair, could you go into that a little bit?
That's a great question. Thanks for asking that. I do press and curls that have been a staple of our community for years. It is not as damaging to the hair if you do it the right way. The hot comb can get very, very, very hot. Now, if you exceed the normal temperature for your hair, and that really just depends on the hair texture, what temperature you would have your hair, I would say I wouldn't go anything over 350 degrees for the hair. If you do it 350 and under, it's totally safe for the hair. It's good, and it'll last much longer. Anything over that can and will burn and alter your natural curl pattern to your hair.
Thank you.
All right, all right, all right. Amen, amen. So with that being said, Professor Reams, do you have a question or a statement for Jasmine Taylor?
Yes, thank you, Pastor Jones. Dr. Taylor, I have a question for you. Now, with you dealing with the natural hair care overall and training people how to handle their care, do you also include, and you probably mentioned this, but then my connection was in and out, but do you include nutrition of any type and or exercise as part of making sure that the full person is getting the benefit of their hair, their growth, and also making sure that the body is healthy so that proper growth is happening?
Absolutely. Great question. Absolutely. Your nutrition is very, very, very important. So when I have someone come in, if this is a first-time client of mine, I normally give them a consultation. And in the consultation, I am asking questions like, how often do you exercise? What are you eating? Are you drinking enough water? because typically if you see a lot of shedding, a lot of breakage, 9 times out of 10, it's what you're putting in your body versus what you're putting on your hair.
And do you have recommendations on the foods and or vitamins that should be taken? If I may ask a second question, I do apologize, Pastor Jones.
Okay, go right ahead.
No problem. Biotin is really good for the nail, skin, and hair. So biotin is good, and make sure you're drinking plenty of water and fruits and vegetables. And normally I would do the fruits that are more water-based than sugar-based.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
And with that being said, let's go to my sister, Vera Jones. Vera Jones, please take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Mrs. Jasmine Taylor?
Yes, Jasmine, I just wanted to congratulate you on what you're doing for the natural hair care. And you have given so much great information, and there were great questions as well. But my question is, do you have a particular natural hairstyle that you go to?
Great question. For me, my natural hairstyle that is tried and true for me, I do 2-strand twists. So I like to change it up a little bit. I can maybe do a little bit of curls in the front and then 2-strand twists in the back, or I'll just 2-strand twist the entire head. I leave the 2-strand twist in for about 2 weeks. Then I unravel those and have a nice little twist out for another 2 weeks.
Yes. Thank you. Very thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Now, Jasmine, we're going to go to your dad, Bishop Taylor. What are you going to say to your daughter on our show this morning? She is our special guest for A Moment to Shine. And, you know, go right ahead, Bishop Taylor.
Well, first of all, you know, being a dad, I am proud of my daughter. I watched her go through cosmetology school and all the labors and the time and stuff she put in. And to hear her today makes me know that time of school and seeing her in the shop, been there with her several times, and I'm just excited. I'm out here in Texas now because she's got a new house and everything, so I'm out here helping her with that and some moves. So I'm a proud father. I'm dad, and I'm a glad dad, and I'm glad to be a glad dad, a godly dad. So thank you, Jazz. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, for giving her a moment to shine on this international radio show. Back to you. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Bishop Taylor. Now, Jazz, there was a question. There's Cousin V. Well, first of all, hold that thought, Jazz. Maurice Ballantyne, I want to shout you out, my brother, all the way down in Tennessee. You got to call me. Call the show, Maurice. You know the number. Call the show right now. We want to ask you a question about Bully the Bull. We're going to need your help with a lot of stuff. Barbara Hubbard. Good morning, Barbara Hubbard, on Facebook Live. Somebody said, hi, Jasmine. We're watching you. Some of your friends from Texas. Gloria Freeman. Hey, what's up, Auntie Gloria? How you doing, Auntie Gloria? Also, too, a shout out to, and Jasmine, I see you on Facebook Live, too. So you get to see my hair, right, Jasmine? Can you see my hair?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what do you think? It's all natural.
I think it looks wonderful.
Thank you so much. I'm trying to keep it all natural. And, you know, I do the herbs. I, like you said, the black castor oil, I put that on my hair. I do that. Jasmine, there's a question. My wife has a question for you, Wanda Jones. Hi, Jasmine. We are now hearing that relaxers are not safe and may cause cancer. For those who still want to use – hold on, let me see here. I got to finish. Oh, let me open this up. Okay. For those who – still want to use relaxers, is there a safe way to apply relaxers so that the product does not get into your scalp, blood, or your stream, or your bloodstream? So I'll let you answer that one. Go right ahead.
Yes, good question. Relaxers have never really been safe for us. They have an ingredient, formaldehyde, and if you're not familiar with formaldehyde, it is what they use to embalm bodies that have been passed away. So that has never been good for us. What I do recommend, if you must get a relaxer, I would do a mild one and make sure your stylist keeps it off scalp. Then go an inch off scalp. That way it is not penetrating into your skin, your pores, or and then getting into your bloodstream. That will be the safest way to do it.
Wow, wow. I want to send a shout-out to Maisha Young. Welcome to Maisha Young on Facebook Live. Welcome everybody on Facebook Live. Welcome Shirley Allen on Facebook Live. And you just answered a really very important question. Now, I have a question for you. I'm a more mature, seasoned individual, and I want to make sure my hair, I don't want to cut my hair all off and be bald. What can I feed my scalp with to keep my roots alive, to keep my hair producing? What do you say, Jasmine?
I say get a couple of natural oils. So I would start off with a coconut oil and mix it in with a little bit of your castor oil, and then I put like an olive oil. Massage that into the scalp maybe about twice a week.
Wow. Thank
you
very much. And I'm going to, well, you know, I want to keep it up, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, Jasmine, you have been just amazing. One more time, did you give out a website?
My website is jayshair.com, Instagram at jays.beautybar. That way you can see the building, you can see pictures of the styles, and our booking link is in the bio as well.
Now, do me a big favor, Jasmine. If you have time, can you type that into the feed right now on Facebook Live, all your information?
Absolutely.
Once we get off this interview, I want you to type that all into the feed. Now, first of all, everybody on the show, let's give a big hand to Jasmine Taylor. Everybody clap it up real loud, really loud for Jasmine.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
We're so proud of you, Jasmine, because people come in looking some kind of way, and you send them out looking like so wonderful and so fantastic and so phenomenal. So we commend you for making people look good.
Thank you.
Hey,
so
what's
much.
Up, Evangeline? You're very, very welcome. What would you – I mean, I don't want you to leave the show unless – I mean, if you got to go, we understand. But we would like for you to stay and hear the rest of the show. You could just put it on mute and you can listen to the show. Good morning. Amen, Sister Maisha Young. So let me ask you a question. What is it – in closing, what is it – what's the most important thing – the most important thing about black hair – that we need to know today before you go off the show? What's the most important thing we need to know about black hair?
The most important thing that I say about black hair, it is very, very versatile. Do not let anyone tell you that our hair is difficult to deal with or that it cannot be managed, because that is not true. All you need to know is how to take care of yourself, your body, and then your hair, what products to put in your hair. It can and will be very, very manageable, and it can grow long and strong.
Wow. Now, you told us all the pluses. Just tell us what we should not put in our hair. What is it that we should not put in our hair?
I would stay away from as many chemicals as possible. I know the relaxer for some is just an absolute must, but if you can avoid it, avoid it.
Amen, amen. Avoid. Okay, got that. Now, with that being said, Bishop Taylor, we're so happy to have your daughter on A Moment to Shine. It's just amazing. So, Jasmine, I hope you enjoyed A Moment to Shine this morning. I hope you stay with us on either Facebook Live or just on the phone. We can mute you out. Do you have any closing remarks?
I just want to say thank you all. Thank you for having me. God bless you all, and I will be here.
Okay, thank you so much. And please type in all your information on the Facebook Live feed right now, and we'll make sure that everybody can write it down. And we are going to support your business. I'm asking everybody Thank you. First of all, thank you. Everybody say thank you to Jasmine and give her a big blessing right now.
Outstanding. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jasmine. Dr. Taylor.
God bless all your endeavors.
Your dad is proud of you, girl.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Okay, so everybody on Facebook Live, do me a favor. I want y'all to send up a whole bunch of hearts right now for Jasmine. Just send up a lot of hearts for Jasmine. Come on, like hundreds of them right now for Jasmine. Thank you. Yeah, that's what I want to see. Hearts, hearts, hearts. More hearts. More hearts for Jasmine. Thank you. Okay. Okay, let's see. All right. Now, we are having some technical, real serious technical difficulties. Some people might have to call back in. Can you guys hear me loud and clear? Can you hear me? If you can, put up some more hearts because there's some sort of static on the line here. Okay, good, good.
I hear you. We hear you. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because for some reason, calls are dropped. Okay, there we go. There's Professor Reams. Okay. Let's see. Where is Talana? We're going to do this and have Talana call back in. Let's see. All right, Talana, are you there? Talana, are you there? Okay. For some reason, I cannot hear Talana no matter what we do. Talana, call back into the show. Call back into the show. With that being said, we got to move right along. If you look at the Facebook feed right now, on the Eddie Justice Jones Jr. page, Jasmine Taylor, Jay's Beauty Bar, located at 5838 Loetta Road, Suite 61, Spring, Texas, 77379. The phone number is there. Her Instagram page is jays.beautybar. You can't miss it. Take this information, make it applicable. You know, it's another black-owned business, so write this down. Put it on your calendar, put it in your book. So if you want to do something about hair, you want to order some products about hair, see Jasmine, okay? Jasmine Taylor down there in Texas. And matter of fact, Brother James Huston, he's down there in Texas, so I'm quite sure he'll reach out. And it's so important to give people a moment to shine. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights and our rights, because we all have rights. And with that being said, it's time to get into our first topic. Okay, our first topic is black-on-black crime, killing one another, black people against one another. As we are all on the brink of war, can't we all just get along? I'm going to say that one more time. This is real talk, y'all. The first topic is black-on-black crime, killing one another. Black people against one another. As we are all on the brink of war, can't we all just get along? Let me break this down into layman terms for you. You know, there's two gangs in New York right now between the age of 18 and 25. When they're walking down the street, they don't care if they're with their mama, their daddy, their sister, their cousin, their baby in their arms. They just start shooting at each other. They shoot innocent people that surround them while they're shooting at each other, because they just pull out their guns and start shooting. And they're all black. We got black gang members killing black gang members. We got black gang members killing innocent black people. I've seen so many mothers that were just walking down the street. One mother's walking down the street with her baby in the buggy, you know, in the stroller, and these two guys pull out guns and start shooting, and they shoot her and kill her. Now the baby doesn't have a mother or a father. The baby has no more, doesn't have a mother. Every time I turn on the news, black rappers are shooting and killing each other over small beefs. This is premeditated by the government, y'all. Wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. There's a new cup being brewed every second. Why do we have to kill each other? Why do we hate each other so much? Because we've been taught to kill each other. We've been taught to hate each other. And we need to get over that. We need to get over it because it's stupid. And while we're doing that, the racist white groups are galvanizing themselves together, sitting back drinking a beer, talking about, look at those N-words do what they do to each other. We're so happy we don't have to go and do it because they're doing it to themselves. Now, when the race war starts, and it's coming because Donald Trump is promoting it, okay, you see these guys in their Yahoo trucks riding around Yahooing and all that with their so-called black flags with stars all over them, you know, we got to wake up and smell the coffee and know that there's something wrong here. So if we stop killing each other and start galvanizing and talking to each other and showing each other more love, the reason why we're not respected as a people, because we don't respect ourselves. So how are we going to respect, how are we going to expect someone else to respect us? How are we going to have the Latino community respecting us or the white community or any other community respecting us if we're not respecting ourselves? So we need to respect ourselves. So what am I tired of? Black-on-black crime. What am I sick of? Black people shooting each other, not just in Los Angeles, California, but all over the United States, in the dirty South and everywhere else, we shooting each other. I don't like you because you got on red. I don't like you because you have on blue. I don't like you because you live on a certain street. We don't own none of them streets. We don't own none of, we don't own a mailbox, okay? We don't own a post office box. We don't own none of this, okay? Actually, in all due reality, it all belongs to God. But until we wake up and stop killing each other, stop hating on each other. I mean, I see women on Facebook Live and Instagram fighting to the death over some stupid beef over some guy. Okay? This dude is standing back laughing while these two women tear each other apart. Okay? Good morning, Leo Queen. How are you? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good to see you on the show. Want to send a shout out to Amari and Royal and to London. And to Armand, I send love to all the family. Okay, I am upset about this kind of stuff. So without further ado, we're going to take this right now. If you want to call into the show, you dial 646-787-8064. If you want to say something about that you're tired about black-on-black crime, if you're tired of seeing black people shoot each other down in the street over stupid stuff, I just saw a big video in Virginia where these two black two black families rivaling with each other, and it turned into a shootout. And nobody got shot except for the innocent person. It was a person walking down the street that had no idea that they were going to start shooting, and that innocent person died. That innocent person died. The government is passing out. That's right, Brother James Hudson. Let me read what Brother James Hudson just said from Texas. Amen, my brother. Passing out guns to anyone so we can kill each other. But, yeah. They, you know, a lot of people don't know, in Compton, California, they had a train that drove by there, and the train stopped, and they dumped off so many guns and just left them there on the street. You know who picked them up? Everybody that passed by there picked up a gun. And from that point on, shootings went out of control because people get a gun in their hand, and they think they're God. Having a gun doesn't make you God. It just makes you faster to get locked up when you get caught or when you get killed. Because if you live by the gun, you're going to die by that gun. Because somebody else is going to have a gun, too. And you can lay your gun down in the middle of your floor at your house and don't just walk by it every day for a year. As long as you don't touch it, it ain't going to kill not one person. But the moment you put that gun in your hand or that knife in your hand or those drugs in your body, you know, we got black people hating themselves so much they OD. They commit suicide. Come on, y'all. This is the plan that they have for us. I mean, it was a time back in slavery where you couldn't, they didn't want you to have no shoes on your feet. And that's what our young people today don't know nothing about slavery. And you need to read your history. This is why the white man does not want black history in the schools in Florida or anywhere else in the United States. Because once you're educated and you're knowledgeable and you have wisdom, then you are hard to deal with. They don't want you if you are intelligent and intellectual and smart. Be smart enough to walk away to live another day. You don't have to kill another black man and take away a father. You don't have to kill another black woman. I mean, because there's women around here shooting people too. And I don't even want to go too deep on this, but some of these women that want to be men, and some of these men that want to be women that are shooting each other too, y'all need to cut that out too. This whole thing is all mixed up. It's all mad, and it's all madness. And this is why we talk about the Willie Lynch Law on our show. Every year throughout black history or through certain parts, we talk about the Willie Lynch Law. If you never read it, you need to pull out the Willie Lynch Law and read it. And this curse is still on our people. This curse that they put out 400 years ago is still on our people. We're still, you know, the house against the field, the light against the dark, the curly hair against the nappy hair, the brown skin against the light skin, the dark skin against the medium skin, the fat people against the skinny people. This was a premeditated conspiracy to get us to hate each other, and we're doing a good job at it. And while we're wiping each other out, they're taking everything over and saying that they're busy loading up their guns, buying a million bullets, and we don't have nothing to protect ourselves with. You better exercise your Second Amendment right, and you better get ready for what's about to go down. This is a civil rights talk show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And you better believe me right now, this is not going to be on the news. And guess what? The revolution will be televised. At one point, they said the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will be televised. So get ready, because there's a new cup of coffee being brewed every second. Get ready. With that being said, we're going to go to Bishop Taylor. Bishop Taylor, what do you want to say about us stopping to kill each other, stop shooting each other, stop hurting each other? Go ahead, Bishop Taylor. Bishop Taylor, are you there? Did we lose Bishop Taylor? Okay. With that being said, let's go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Jones, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead. What do you think about black-on-black crime and we're killing each other, we're shooting each other, all of our men going to jail and prison over murders and stupid stuff? What do you say to that, Professor Reams?
I say to that it is horrible. It is terrible. But we also have to look back into the history where even W.E.D. Du Bois was talking about this 120 years ago. And the thing that I always look at is I'm not going to put fingers on this. This is just a symptom because, again, we're dealing with the battle between the spirits, good spirits, and the bad spirits, dealing with God and Satan overall. But the one thing that I have also noticed, which will give the listeners something to actually applaud, is the good Lord is involved in the showing that this is an issue, but also showing that the other side is fearful of what the future is. Because the moment that we gained advantages, we read, we have, and this is dealing with the president, you have three black outstanding district attorneys going after Trump, the number 45. Then this was escalated because of the fact of how the MAGA crowd works. But as far as the way that things are moving, there are so many good things that are going on that gets eclipsed by the bad things that are going on as well. So that's why the process I've been working with and with many others is to educate the young people, is to get them out there, because it was Generation Z that says enough is enough. We are tired of sick and of being tired. We have to start using our power to talk to our brothers and sisters about TikTok, about all these other things that are going on, and then show them that there is the alternative and not be paid off by whoever it is, because your territory is this and your territory is that and you're getting money, and much of it is dealing with the drug trade because of the fact that this has been going on. And the good thing about it is that even with the crime statistics, where it's 4.1 million for whites and 1.8 for African-Americans, the white-on-white crime doesn't get reported the same way as the black-on-black crime because it is considered just crime. So when you label something like that, then you are now putting a stigma to other folks that are saying, okay, I'm going to make mine, I'm going to get my moment of fame, and this is going to happen for me, and they lose sight that they are harming other people of their same race who supported them, who put them up there. So
come on,
that's
now.
Why
come on.
when you hear the word woke, it means God is waking us up to say, not now, not ever. With my children, do I want you to go into the night and not have my love my grace, my mercy, and understand what the enemy is doing to you. You will know this. You will see this. It's going to be painful. But I know that we can get through it together because of the fact that you are my children, and I want the best for you. So that's why when I talk about strapping on that armor, it is sitting down and talking with our babies. It is talking about going out and being that example like you are, Pastor Jones. It is doing every single thing until we can't do it like many of our leaders have done. You know, John Lewis worked until he went on to glory. So we have to still be that force of good so that we can move this over. And when number 45 is finally indicted, you will see that all of this craziness goes away in one sense, but we still have to keep fighting. And I'll say this, the folks of New York are showing the example. There are more folks protesting against number 45 than there are supporting him. And they say, just come and try something here in New York. It will not go down like January 6th. So that's the determination that we have with every single state that we have, that it's not going to go down this way, because we're going to be there to stop you in whatever way, God, and or legally necessary. I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much, Professor Reams. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Professor Reams always puts it down. Thank you, Professor Reams.
Professor Reams.
Thank you so much, Professor Reams. That was well said. Well said. I want to read something that our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen, said. He said, using guns make that person a criminal, a murderer, and killer. It is written, and you are in here. And that is so important because, I mean, good morning, Edie Wade. Welcome to the show. Good morning, Amarel Newell. Welcome to the show. Good morning, Sarah Jones, my cousin in Chicago. What's up, cousin in Chicago? How are you, Sarah Jones? And nobody can make a cake like you, so you're going to have to mail me a cake, okay? And we'll talk about that later. We're talking about black-on-black crime. We're talking about black people shooting each other, killing each other, hating each other. I mean, they see each other in the street, and they're just ready to fight. I mean, one young lady was so mad at another young lady because I don't know what they were fighting about. It was probably about a boyfriend or something. But the other young lady that was pregnant wanted to fight the young lady, and one of the guys was like, no, you're pregnant. You shouldn't fight. Well, the other girl got in her car and ran over the lady that was pregnant. She didn't die, but she lost her baby. So she took a life. So that girl that ran her over in a moment of heat and passion is doing life in prison for attempted murder. Attempted murder on an unborn child. I mean, she's not doing life, but she's doing 20-something years. That's you might as well say life, okay? And a heat of a moment of passion, just a moment of heat and passion, look what it cost her, her freedom for 20 years. You know, two guys ran into each other, two rival people. You know, I'm talking about this because this is a civil rights problem. You got to know that the government sits behind doors and they plan on how to keep us hating each other. They plan on, who do you think put killer rap music and made it such a big deal? The record companies are not owned, at that time, were not owned by African Americans. They were owned by Jews and whites. So who do you think promoted this killer rap music? You know, I'm going to take my gun and kill a homie. This is all fed to our communities, and we're listening to it. You know, there's a song called The N-Word You Love to Hate. The N-Word You Love to Hate. This is a rap song about killing another black man, shooting up the whole family, not just the person you're going after, but the mother, the father, the sister, the kids. You're killing off our seeds. We're killing off our own seeds. And they're sitting back going, oh, Bob, this is working so well. This is so phenomenal, you know. We don't have to do a thing. We'll sit back and let those N-words do it to themselves. Yeah. Let's just get more guns over there. Let's get more rifles over there. Matter of fact, let's get some Uzis over there, too. That way they can use rapid fire, and they can kill all themselves, just kill all themselves. By that, you know, by 2035, all the blacks will be extinct, and we'll have all their women, and we'll take over all their women. And this is what they do. Even back in slavery, that's what they did. They didn't come to the man and talk to him. They went to the woman and said, if you don't keep your husband and your boys in line, We're gonna sail them to the north and to the south and to the east and the west, and you'll never see them again. So keep them in line. If your husband runs away, we're gonna chop his foot off in front of you, and then that way he'll never run again. So come on, y'all, wake up. Wake up and know that this is premeditated. You know, Michael Jackson wrote a song called All I Want to Say Is That They Don't Really Care About Us. If you never heard it, Google Michael Jackson, They Don't Care About Us, and just listen to the words. You know, all I want to say is that they don't really care about us, and they don't. Because let me tell you something with America. Let me tell you. The worstest chess in the world was ran on some black soldiers. It's called the Tuskegee Experiment. This is when they injected black soldiers with syphilis when nobody even knew what syphilis was. They ran the test on those soldiers, and they had a black nurse doing it, and they told her, if you tell them what we're doing to them, we're going to kill you and your whole family. So don't even forget about Planned Parenthood that sterilized all these young black women so that they couldn't have babies. Planned Parenthood did not want black women to produce families. They don't want us producing more kids because they don't want us to have big families. But let me tell you something. Keep producing, my sisters. Make sure you're in the right position to produce, though. Make sure you're married and that you have someone in your life that will love you and be with you through sickness or sorrow or any kind of trouble, and keep producing. My cousin Sarah from Chicago said, exactly, they don't care about us, and we got to look out for each other. We got to wake up and look out for each other. We really do. Thank you so much, cousin Sarah, and I still want one of those cakes. I want the German chocolate cake. Let's go to my sister Vera Jones. Vera Jones, please take the floor. What do you feel about black-on-black crime and black people killing each other and hating each other? Go right ahead, Vera.
Well, Eddie, one of my favorite words is that we need more love. More love and more love. And actually more community-based policing. And back in the day when we were growing up, okay, so the officers were on foot beat. We don't see that. And we had men, you know, just walking and taking care of the community. So more community watch, neighborhood watch. And we have to pray for the young and those that are out there because they're down with the street crimes. So we just got to keep the prayer and the love and keep them lifted. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Vera. Thank you, Vera, a.k.a. Granny V. Thank you so much. Well said. Well said. Well said. Well said. I know that Jasmine was our special guest, but I just want to ask her because, you know, this is going on all over the world. So I want to ask Jasmine, let's see. Jasmine, are you still with us? Jasmine?
Yes, I'm still with you.
But Jasmine, I know you heard our topic, and I just want to get your how you feel about it and what do you feel about black-on-black crime. Could you please take the floor and share with us?
What I feel about black-on-black crime, I feel like that is exactly what they want us to do to each other. They are trying to eliminate us as much as possible. And if we do it to ourselves, it is easier or it is justifiable for them to either ignore us or do it to us. Because if we don't care about each other, why are we asking anyone else to care about us? So I feel like as a community, we need to get back to each other. We need to, my sister is my keeper. I am my brother's keeper. We need to look out for each other.
Wow, thank you. That's so well said. Can we give Jasmine a hand? She just, wow, you just, man. Thank you, Jasmine. Thank you, thank you. Wow. I'm going to put you back on hold, Jazz. Thank you. That was so, wow, that was beautiful. That was really beautiful. And so let me go down. I want to, let's see, because we got a lot of, I want to go to Aretha Adams-Jones. And then we're going to go to Clarence M. Allen. Aretha Adams-Jones, what do you think about black-on-black crime and us hating each other? And, you know, what is it? How can we solve this? Any solutions? Go ahead, Aretha.
It's so sad, and thank you for allowing me to share. It's just
it's concerning. And you know what? I hate to say this, but I feel I'm okay. It's okay for me to say it because I am African American. But sometimes I feel that we are our own worst enemy. And, you know, we get up when our sons and daughters are killed by the police, and rightfully so. We should be upset. We should be upset. But we are killing one another. And, you know, when I see Black Lives Matter, Black lives do matter. It matters not just when the police are, you know, killing our children, you know, but it matters when we are killing one another. Amen. God bless you. And thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you, Sister Rita. Thank you so much. That is powerful, powerful words. We have a segment on our show called Mental Health and You, and then we also have Health and Wellness. So we'll be getting to that a little bit later. I almost want to go into our second topic, but before we go into our second topic, I want to get Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. What do you think about black-on-black crime and this killing? And, you know, Clarence, you and I have went to press conferences together. We went to candlelight vigils together. I called you up and said, hey, let's go over here and let's do that. And you called me, and we've met together on a bunch of occasions. So I'm tired of seeing our young black people being killed, shot down in the street. A young man that was a security officer just doing his job, and somebody came in and shot him. What do you have to say about black-on-black crime, Clarence? Go ahead.
Oh, there's so much just to say. First, let me just commend everyone. It began with you at the beginning of the show, starting with that young man who was killed by white. And then we have been manipulated over these last 60 or so years to increase the violence upon each other. You know, Carter G. Woodson has a book titled The Miseducation of the Negro. I suggest everybody to get that and read that book. And he makes this statement. He says, when you control a man's thinking, you do not have to worry about his actions. You do not have to tell him to stand here or go yonder. He will find his proper place and will stay in it. You do not need to send him to the back door. He will go without being told. In fact, if there's no back door, he will cut one for his own special benefit. His education makes it necessary. And so, you know, when I look at us, all of my education until the last few recent years come from America. We have to understand that the Europeans got all of their knowledge from Africa and have educated us with all of their illnesses, all of their disease, all their hate, all their killing. This is the cursings, the profanity, and the swearing. We are infested with that, man. You know, everything back before the 1300s, everything that they saw that was whether was good or bad, they swore and cursed at it. That's why nowadays you'll see somebody, if they see a good place, they curse at it. Or it's a bad place. Well, it gets cursed at also. And so I want to recommend the book that I'm reading right now.
Yes.
I encourage everyone to go to Amazon and order this book. It's titled Born in Blackness, Africa, Africans, and the Making of a New World from 1471 to the Second World War. And it goes back to what Pastor Eddie said at the beginning of the show. You know, if we don't know who we are, you know, if we don't know history, the same deception that was done upon the population then is being done right now today. And the last thing that I want to talk about is General Custer. General Custer went down to what we know as the Little Bighorn to fight the Native American. And he was so anxious to do so, he decided not to wait on the two generals so he can have enough men and infantry and cavalry to do so. And so when he went down there, he was overmatched by the Native American, and they circled their wagon train, their wagons, and they were taken over and were slaughtered. Now, I wanted to say that because this is what we have with us as descendants of African and African Americans right here in these United States. We are in that same situation. We are surrounded by all of these forces. You mentioned the young man that was killed earlier. That's just a prime example. We can go to all of the other lynchings through the last recent years. And so, but what makes ours so unique, Pastor Eddie, and all of our listeners, not only we are surrounded by the violence of others who are committing these atrocities up on us, but also while our wagons are circled and we're trying to defend ourselves from those outside forces, we are inside of this circle and we have begun to attack each other. And if this syndrome continues to happen, it's not going to be none of us left. And so when you look at the Bible, it says, study show thyself approved. And I said this before on this show, righteously dividing the word of truth. And it didn't say what to study. It says study. So when you look at the noble Drew Ali Bay, he says study, study, study. When you study all you can and you come back and ask me what to study next, he will say, study yourself. So if we don't study who we are, we got to get back to our culture to cease from all of this. When we were most kids, we didn't have all this. You got a spanking all the way home and got one in the house too. Nowadays, you get shot at all the way home and mess around and go in the house and get shot.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Clarence. Let's give Clarence a big hand. Let's give him a big hand. Right on, Clarence. Right on. Right on, brother. Right on. Right on. Okay. Now, with that being said, we got a caller in the 314-677 area code. Caller in the 314-677 area code. Are you there?
Hey, I think you said it best when you made mention about rebuilding the family.
Amen, amen. I'm sorry, is this the call in 314-677?
Yes, it is.
And your name, could you give us your name? And I'm sorry?
My name is Pion. I don't believe in this, you know, the allegations about it's a date because there's not no date. You don't have a family. That's your day right there. Your we and us is the family. The parents and the family of the parents. And people act out. People act out because they're human beings. You know, the Africans that was expelled from the continent of Africa back during those times was done so for a particular reason. And that's just the way it is. Australians done it. Britain done it. That's the way things are. But no, build a family. Like you said, have your children. Educate your kids. Send them to school. Get a job. Get married. Have kids. Do it again. That's all I got to say.
Let's give this brother a hand. Thank you so much, man. Where are you calling from, please?
When it's wintertime up north, I'm down south where it's always summer.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, thank you so much. Don't go anywhere. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I want to thank that caller, Dion, from the 314 area code. Now, with that being said, we're going to go into our second topic. But before we go into our second topic, I want to give you the word of the week, and I want to give you the scripture of the week. The word of the week, write it down, because this is very important. The word of the week is believe. The word of the week is believe. We have to believe in something, and we got to believe in God. That's what we got to believe in. That's the word of the week, believe. Now, the scripture of the week, the scripture of the week is Matthew 7 and 7. Matthew 7 and 7 is the scripture of the week. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and that door shall be opened unto you. Open up your Bible to Matthew 7 and 7, and that is the scripture of the week. Leave your Bible open to Matthew 7 and 7, and it says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock, and that door shall be open unto you. There is nothing too big and too powerful for God. But you got to ask him. You got to knock. And you got to seek him, and then that door will be open unto you. I'm going to leave that right there. And then we're going to continue to go on. Yes, thank you, Edie. The word of the week, yes, the word of the week is believe. And the scripture of the week, I want to shout out to my wife. Thank you so much. Hey, son, Lloyd Smith, thank you, son, for coming on. All the way from Florida, thank you. Thank you for coming on. Now, let's go into our second topic. Our first topic was black on black crime, killing one another, black people against one another, as we are on the brink of war. Can we all just get along? And we had some very good feedback from that particular topic. These are civil rights issues that we're dealing with, especially when we are killing each other because somebody else has planned for us to do it. That's a civil rights issue. Here's another civil rights issue. T-Rump. I don't call him Donald Trump. I call him T-Rump. I don't call him Donald Trump. I call him T-Rump. T-Rump starting race wars. Are you ready to defend your family against racism? We won't go down without a darn fight. Okay, I'm going to say that our second topic is T-Rump starting race wars. Are you ready to defend your family against racism? We won't go down without a darn fight. Now, you already know that he went to the state capitol. The president told his right-wing supremacist whatever to go to the state capitol. And you saw with your own eyes everybody in the world, every country in the world was laughing at America when they saw those people climbing the walls like gorillas. Mm-hmm. They got the nerve to call somebody animals. But they acted like animals when they went in there and killed the Capitol Police. They stumbled over people, and I can't tell you how many people were injured and even shot and killed. They pulled a coup on the United States of America because of him, T-Rump. And now he's saying if he is indicted, which they're probably going to indict him anyway, and now there's so many political things going on with this stuff, I don't want to get too deep on all the political stuff. I want to get deep on what he told his people to do. If he is arrested or indicted, he says he wants them to attack all of the people and kill them. So they want to start a war within a civil war within the United States of America. How sick is that? The shooting in Nashville, Tennessee? Send me the information on that, Lloyd. Post that up. Send that to me right now so we'll talk about that later. This is crazy because he's telling his people, if I get arrested, now that's the Antichrist for you right there. That's the devil all day and all night for you right there. He's telling the people, if I get arrested, I want y'all to go out and do bodily harm to other human beings. And it just doesn't mean black people, okay? Anybody that's not a Republican, right-wing supremacist is going to be out there fighting against, he don't care if you white, Latino, whatever. You see what he tried to do to Pence, and he was the vice president. He tried to kill him. He put a hit on his own vice president and told people to find him and hang him. So imagine this one man has all this power to go out and give people these terrible things to do. It's 10:25 a.m. We're probably not going to be able to talk about this long because we got to go into our regular segment, which is health and wellness, mental health and you. Regulate the Manual, Poetry in Motion, Words of Wisdom, and last but not least, the commentary. You don't want to miss the commentary on this show. Let's see. Caller in the 503-747 area code. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and I got 15 minutes before my company comes. So I've got
Oh, my gosh. Let's everybody say hello to Linda Goldie, our poet. Good morning, Linda Goldie, all the way in Oregon. Everybody say good morning.
Good morning.
Linda. Good morning, Linda Goldie.
Linda Goldie, good morning.
Yes.
Okay, I got a short one for you if you got time to listen right now because, like I said, I've got company coming.
Okay, well, hold that thought. We know you have company coming, but hold that thought. We'll make sure you said you have 15 minutes, so you'll have enough time. And don't forget we have a sports report with Cousin V. Cousin V will be doing a sports report all the way from Florida. But hold that thought right there, Linda Goldie, because we're right in the middle of a very, very hot, hot, hot topic. T-Rump starting race wars. Are you ready to defend your family against racism? We won't go down without a darn fight. And I'm telling you, listen to me carefully. Now, these guys riding around yahooing with these trucks and all that, with these big flags, they do that in little small towns where maybe there's like 100 black people. They're not going to do that on Crenshaw in Los Angeles. They will never, ever, ever come down Crenshaw in Los Angeles because they will get their, they will be in trouble. You won't see them in Compton. You won't see them in South Central. You won't see them in East LA, but you'll see them in some place, little small little towns outside of Los Angeles, like San Bernardino County in a small area. They might not even go there because they know there's a lot of African Americans in San Bernardino. But they'll go to a part where there's only a few so they can show out and act up because that's what they do. So with that being said, it's 10:26, and really quick, I want everybody to give me sound bites. Sound bite is like 30 seconds on how you feel about this because we got to go into our regular segment. I'm going to start with Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, what do you feel about T-Rump starting race wars? Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, Pastor Eddie, well, you know, there's so much to say about this guy. You know, his history is filled with oppression and discrimination on blacks. You know, when we go back to those young men over at Central Park, who were found innocent, and he still wanted to prosecute them. When we look at when he didn't want to rent to blacks, and you know, his followers have grown since the sixth of the end of his first term. So, you know, this guy here, we know he's a monster. He's a racist. He's a bigot. He discriminates. He oppressed. He don't care nothing about anybody who follows them. You kept the lights on, he look at them like they're roaches. But they just, you know, listen to what he have to say and will not only listen, they will do what he instructs. And that's why we saw that insurrection. You know, people, some of us in all of our wisdom, sometimes we can get caught up in the little things that we know and look like the dumbest person in the world after we, you know, doing it. So, you know, we all have to pay attention to the, whether you like them or not. We need to know what they're doing. We have to have critical thinking, strategic planning. We have to study our adversaries and look at the mistakes that have been made so we don't make that mistake again. Re-strategize and formulate a new plan. So we always have to be strategic with our planning, critical thinking, studying our adversary. And you know, you know, when we look at Malcolm X back at that time when he said, by any means necessary, that was at that time. Mm-hmm. By any means, it may not work right now because we don't want to lose 100 brothers wanting to and working to accomplish something when we can create another plan and save them and still be successful at what we're going to do. So, you know, we just have to go to the ballot box and make sure the dude don't get as far as he planned to go.
All right. Thank you, Brother Clarence. Thank you so much. That was well said, well put together. I want to go to, and now we've got, it's 10:29, so I just need 30-second sound bites. Professor Reams, please take the floor. What do you think about, okay, let me read something to you really quick. Okay, this is what Donald Trump said. This is what T-Rump said. I don't call him that. T-Rump is now deliberately raising the threat of death and destruction in the event that he is indicted. He said death and destruction if he's indicted. Okay, with that being said, let's go to Professor Reams. Give us a 30-second soundbite. Take the floor, Professor Reams.
Law enforcement and the protest groups have been anticipating something like this. And when he did not, he betrayed them by not pardoning them, most of his base are not going to follow this because of the fact that he did not save them from being prosecuted. I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much for that very important information. This is what T-Rump, this is what else he had to say. The Department of Justice indicts Trump. He says that last month when he said there would be riots in the street if there is a prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information, okay, we better wake up and smell the coffee. This is serious stuff. I mean, the FBI is involved. The Department of Justice is involved. The ATF is involved. This man is a walking menace to society. He's a demon that has the money to throw his weight around to tell other people to go out and cause rioting and death and destruction on the streets of America. Now, that, to me, is a person that is America's most wanted. To me, he's America's most wanted. Because when the rappers came out rapping about that in NWA, they made them the public enemy. That's why they named their group Public Enemy. Because The government made them the enemy to the state. This man, T-Rum, this man is the enemy to the state. He's the enemy to the state. With that being said, I want to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, really quick, what do you think? This is a 30-second soundbite because it's 10:31. What do you think about T-Rum starting race and rioting and death and destruction?
Okay, Eddie, I will just say shaking my head.
Okay, that's a good one, shaking your head. I like that, I like that. With that being said, let's go to Cousin V. Cousin V, all the way out in Florida. First, welcome to the show, Cousin V. How are you? Caller in the 936-299 area code, are you there?
Yes, I'm good.
Okay, what do you have to say really quick, just a 30-second soundbite, about T-Rump causing death and destruction in the streets of the United States?
I just say God is bigger than him.
Okay, that's a really good soundbite. Thank you so much. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V real quick. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Okay, with that being said, Aretha Adams-Jones, Aretha, what do you say about Donald Trump causing death and destruction in the streets and if he's indicted? Go right ahead. What do you say to that?
So, 30 seconds. It is quite concerning, but I want you all to know today that I am on the winning team because Christ is the victor.
Woo-hoo! Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Good morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. With that being said, okay, we're going to stop this topic because it's 10:33 and we got to go into our regular segments. That means the sports report, mental health and you, health and wellness, regulate the manual, poetry in motion, and last but not least, the commentary. So mute your phones out if it's not your turn so we can hear clearly what everybody is saying. First of all, let's start off with poetry in motion with Linda Goldie all the way from Oregon. Linda Goldie, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Linda Goldie, take the floor. This is your segment, poetry in motion. Let us have it.
Okay. I can't live more than day by day, hoping for the things I pray, and working toward those things to see some difference made by God in me. Then when he uses some surprise to show me that he is more wise and faithful than I thought, I'm doubly grateful that he's not limited by my small plan and doesn't have the mind of man.
Amen. Let's give her a big hand really quick. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Linda Goldie. That was beautiful. That was nice. Thank you. Talana, are you there? Talana, are you there? Talana, are you there?
I am here.
Yes, oh, you here? Okay, Talana, give us words of wisdom. Words of wisdom by my daughter, Talana Jones. Go right ahead, Talana. Take the floor.
Father God, give me strength. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today, I want to share in honor of what I've heard. So, and just a bit of feedback. Our people are suffering due to lack of structure. Everything that was said through the show is absolutely true. And to add that, like Dad said, the subliminal messages that are put into the program of teaching and miseducating us and putting us in a position where we are falling vulnerable to the things that we have been brought to our environment and atmosphere. So learning to see through the distractions and understand the essence of the bigger picture and staying focused so that we do not fall short. And like Clarence said, it's about being awake. And thank God that we all have the opportunity and privilege to wake up. So I pray everybody enjoy this. God made me black for a reason, not just for any season for any understanding. It does not mean I should be hated, disrespected, undermined, or manipulated, or misunderstood. People always judge a book by its cover and not wanting to know the context of what's inside. Keep moving forward, people. Be excited about the impulsivity of a lesson. Listen for the value and apply the worth. Today, when today is rough, tomorrow will be calm. Going through life, failure after failure, with the same enthusiasm until we succeed. Remember, sometimes you have to succeed in silence, but remember to walk in happiness. Nothing that we have been through has fallen short or will ever be in vain. Be calm in the midst of your pain. And remember the basic core of your integrity and keep it consistently. Working on not just coming together, but staying together. We have to uphold our foundation and be the greatest example like our ancestors were during their journey before us. They're watching over us now. Be excited about the small process just as much as the bigger process. God bless everyone, and I love you so much. Thank you for listening to Words of Wisdom.
Let's give a big hand for Words of Wisdom.
Thank you.
That was outstanding.
Well done.
That was outstanding.
Outstanding.
Very good. James Hudson said, you know, we were talking about Donald Trump, and James Hudson said, I am glad he said it out loud. I am so glad that he did, too. I agree with you, Brother James Hudson. I'm glad that he said it out loud, because if he said it out loud, that means he wants us to know that he's working on intimidating the world. This is what they did with slavery. They used slavery to intimidate people to get them to work for free labor. And they promised you 40 acres and a mule that you never did get. I'm through with that. Okay, without further ado, it is time for health and wellness, for health and wellness. But before we go to health and wellness, let's go to mental health and you, and then we're going to do health and wellness. So mental health and you, Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha, take the floor, give us mental health and you, and we're going to follow up with health and wellness. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Eddie, and to all that are present. Welcome to Mental Health and You on the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Block show. Today is International Scribble Day. International Scribble Day. That's where you doodle and scribble and scratch up the paper and all that good stuff. So International Scribble Day 2023 is celebrated on March 27th each year. Scribbling is frequently linked with expression and creativity. Usually, children are encouraged to scribble so as to give expression to their ideas. International Scribble Day celebrates creativity and joy in writing. Scribbling is also associated with putting down random ideas, diving into the infinity of thoughts and presenting them in a form of a written word or ideas. Even if you think that doodling or scribbling is negative or garbage, nonsense, scribble anyway. You know why? Because it helps to clear the mental. And remember, mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Amen. All right, let's give a big hand for Aretha. All right, thank
Dr.
you.
Dr. Aretha.
Dr. Aretha.
You know, I don't know, for those who can see me, I got my pen in my hand, and I'm going to do a little scribble and a little doodle just now. Yeah, I just did it just now.
Right.
Now, without further ado, this is a very important, every segment is so important. Thank you so much. Send out to all those hearts. But this is important, too. Mental health in you is important, and we got to break the stigma. Now it's time for health and wellness with Vera Jones. Vera, please, take the floor. Give us health and wellness, and then we'll have the sports report with Cousin V. Go right ahead, Vera.
Amen. Thank you, Eddie, for allowing me to speak on health and wellness. But before I begin, I just wanted to ask if you guys send out prayers for Patricia Ivory, a long life friend in the hospital at this time, and for my nephew that is in the hospital at this time. So I will begin with my disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, I am Dr. Granny V. So today we'll speak about promoting healthy kidneys. So we can do that by trying some new things. And let's begin by saying try the keto diet or having low carbs, because our kidneys filter in the toxic waste in our body, and they help detoxify the entire immune system. And guess what? Our kidneys also filter our blood, and it keeps our glucose from hardening our arteries. And then guess what? They stimulate our colon for proper digestion, and they also lower blood sugar. So we can also do so by having a low A1C level, because sometimes those that are not taking care of their kidneys may discover that they have kidney failure. However, some may be able to reverse kidney failure if it is caught early, and some may feel they may have puffy eyes, edema, swollen feet, legs, or ankles. They have a increased thirst, sometimes headaches or dizziness, and sometimes they're urinating less or more. So it's really important if you are a diabetic or borderline diabetic. We have to be mindful of our blood sugar levels to be checked properly every single day and properly before the meals. And if you are one that, you know, you're diabetic or borderline, you have to be mindful, because it is easier for you to get infections, have vision problems, gum disease, heart disease or strokes, nerve damage, or even kidney damage. And some have experienced strokes or extra high blood pressure, which we cannot live that way. And then sometimes certain medications may ruin your kidney. Now, let's speak about water for a moment. Now, our water intake is very important. As soon as you know you're awake and you pray to God, thank you for waking me up, yes, have a glass of water. And it's imperative to drink half of your body weight, like, every single day. But with some, with different illnesses, you have to be mindful not to drink too much water, because too much of anything is not good for us. So don't wait until your body is thirsty to drink, because not enough H2O can cause our body to become lethargic, tired, sluggish. And you can have bottled, filtered, or you can even boil your own water. And as a child, do you guys remember we used to drink water from the water hose? But that was, like I said, back in the day. So we are made up of 60-70% of water in our body. So guess what? When our body becomes dehydrated, those are some of the things that we'll be feeling that I just mentioned. One of my favorites, infused water, you could try, is cucumber, mint, orange with lemon. Sometimes I put ginger or whatever I like. And if you are one that really don't care for drinking water, try the infused. And another great thing is green tea, bone broth, vegetable broth. However, stay away and avoid those sweetened drinks, the carbonated beverages. And if you are one with kidney disease, do not drink the coconut water, because it's not good for you. However, you can detoxify your kidneys naturally. And I want you to pay close attention to your urine every single day. If you notice something different, like if it's too bright yellow, some medications and vitamins will cause it to be too bright yellow. Or if it's like amber color or orange, or if there's a foul smell that's very strong, not good. So our urine should be clear yellow. And last but not least, the sodium intake, we have to be aware of, because some people may have raised blood pressure, and this can lead to heart disease, stroke, and, as I mentioned a few moments ago, kidney failure. So we want to be mindful and make sure that we're getting the best nutrients. So in closing, some of the greatest herbs for your kidneys are stinging nettle, parsley, turmeric, dandelion, garlic, and ginger. And then for the oil, is the best is olive oil, but some of the fruit and veggies, papaya, dates, beets, leafy greens, kale, celery, broccoli, and every single berry, all the berries, especially, guess what? Cherries are great. Apples, watermelon, and red grapes. So some of the other additional things would be the fatty fish, grass-fed meats, if you eat meat, kidney beans, sweet potatoes, which I'm about to have some sweet potatoes in a few minutes, and guess what? You can use cinnamon more often, but if you have a damaged kidney, it may be best to avoid things like almonds, beans, grains, kiwi, and the beet leaf, along with the spinach and broccoli, and everything is not for everyone. So let's keep our kidneys great. Let's keep and promote great health and balance to restore livelihood. That is my segment for this week for health and wellness, and I hope you enjoy. Much love.
Let's give a big hand for health and wellness. Yes, health and wellness.
Dr. Granny.
All right, all right, all right.
Ooh, Dr. Granny being in the house. Yes, spoken.
Well, that was beautiful. Okay, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and we have, it's 10:48 a.m., 10:48. We want to keep time in mind. We still got to go regulate the manual, the sports report, and last but not least, the commentary. And then we want to thank our very special guest that came on for a moment to shine. So without further ado, Cousin V, all the way from Florida, take the floor. Give us the sports report.
Good morning. I can't help but laugh because I know all the brackets are messed up. It has been a true March Madness in 2023. But first of all, I just want to say a few moments of silence for a legend, the Knicks legend and Hall of Famer, center number 7, all-time pro, his 1970 NBA MVP. Spike Lee was 13 at the time, and he was watching this HBCU legend. His name is Willis Reed, so we just want to say a prayer for him, for his family and his friends and fans. He died in the past week. Mm. And then I want to say also the Daytona is coming in April in Florida, and then Homestead, Miami will be in October. They called me the other day, so I have my ticket set for NASCAR. The XFL games are still being played on Saturdays. We also had USA versus Japan in a Major League Baseball game, and Japan beat USA 3-2. Also, the Miami opening is happening right now in Miami. It is March 19th, and it will end this week on April the 2nd, and that is a tennis tournament. And then to our March Madness, the NCAA women. The Sweet 16 is ended. We are all the way down to just about the Final Four. So we just want to go with the University of Miami Hurricanes. They beat Villanova in the Sweet 16, 70-65. LSU beat Utah 66-63. Colorado lost to Iowa 87-77. Louisville beat Ole Miss 72-62. And then we had Notre Dame lost to Maryland 76-59. UCLA lost to South Carolina 59-43. Ohio State beat UConn 73-61. Virginia Tech beat Tennessee 73-64. So yesterday we're down to the Elite Eight, and this is I'm talking about the NCAA women. LSU beat University of Miami 54-42. Louisville Beach lost 2 hours, 97-83. Maryland will play tonight at 7 p.m. against South Carolina. So we're trying to see who would join the Final Four. And then Ohio State is playing Virginia Tech tonight. LSU has already advanced to the Final Four. It will be played on Friday, March the 31st. And also Iowa is playing also Friday, March the 31st. And they will play against the two of the winners of tonight's game. And then their NCAA championship will be on Sunday, April the 2nd, and that is to be determined. Then in the NCAA men's Sweet 16, we had Miami State lost to Kansas State 98-93, UConn to Arkansas 88-65. Then we had Florida Atlantic. That Miami team, they are hot. They are beat Tennessee 62-55. Gonzaga beat UCLA 79-76. And then on Friday, San Diego beat Alabama, number one, 71-64. The University of Miami Hurricane, what a game this was. University of Miami defeated University of Houston, 89-75, and that was on Friday. And Creighton beat Princeton, 86-75. And Texas beat Xavier to advance to the Elite Eight. So, on Saturday, the Elite Eight has been downsized to the Final Four. Florida Atlantic advanced over Kansas State 79-76. Gonzaga lost to UConn 82-54. University of Miami beat Texas 88-81. And Creighton lost by 1 point to San Diego State. So on Saturday, April 1st, the Final Four will be Florida Atlantic at San Diego State. It will be at 6:09 p.m. on April the 1st. And then it will be the University of Miami Hurricane versus UConn. The Final Four tournament will be next Monday, April the 3rd, and that time is to be determined. This is my sports report, and have a blessed week.
All right, let's give Cousin V a big hand for the sports report. That was amazing. That was amazing. Thank you so much, Cousin V.
Cousin V.
What a nice sports report. With that being said, we're going to hurry up because it is now 10:54 a.m. Our show is over at 11, but we might go over just a few minutes. But before we do that, let's get in and regulate the manual with Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Give us regulate the manual.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to the panelists. Thank you to our special guests. Thank you to all of our listeners. Guess what? The you-know-whos. They are here today, and they just might snap you up. There are some things about being within the large masses of the gang members. Each and every gang member is different when you are up close and when you are one-on-one. When you get down to it on another level, there are so many different kinds and styles of gang members who all in return make up all the characters of the gang. The characters are the structures and the fabrics that represent and uphold their gangs. There are so many different kinds and styles of gang members. When they all come together as one, man, you gotta love it. Whenever the different kinds and styles of gang members have to come together as one and they are having a good time, man, you gotta love it and just have fun. Can you imagine our dream of a huge number of gang members? Everyone has his and her own life. Everyone has their own way of doing things, yet here are all of the gang members all together as one. The characters which make up all the many bodies of the gang members, and they are all from different walks of life. Each and every one of these gang members is special in their own ways. Since it is early in the day, let's pick out a few characters that make up the many facets of the gang members. And if you want to get those different styles and lives and the facets of the gang member, you have to go to regulate the manual or contact me
And if you already have the book, I encourage you, get back into it again, because if it's happening out here in your community, in your across the country, and even around the world, it is written in this book, Regulate the Manual. I want to thank all of the listeners. Thank you for all the supporters. I love you very much. I know who you are, so thank you. I love you all. This book is written, and you are in here. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful week.
Give a big hand for Clarence and Allen. Give a big hand. Thank you,
and
Clarence.
And I'm live in Las Vegas.
Amen. Regulate.
Amen. 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 Okay,
hey, regulator.
Now, without further ado, let's get right to one of the most important parts of our show, which is called the commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones, and thank you so much for the wonderful format, which, as I always say, gives us our 15 minutes of fame. And so with this, I'm going to go through and do my thank yous. Thank you, Pastor Jones. Thank you, Cousin V, once again. Thank you, Clarence Allen, for being the regulator and also being woke before woke became a new soundbite. To Dr. Granny V, wonderful, wonderful, and I'm going to make sure to keep my kidney healthy. To Lana, you knocked it out of the ballpark with Why God Made Us Black. And then to Melanie Aubrey, a shout-out, and then Dr. Aretha dealing with mental health matters, and that I'm scribbling as we speak. So, everyone, let's just scribble, because that's another way that we can help our mental health. Linda Goldie, I got my hug. And then finally to Jasmine Taylor, Bishop Taylor, and Mr. Pianchi, wonderful guests that have brought us full circle. Now, everyone, at this point in time, the good Lord has said it wasn't going to be easy when we start our journey with him, as I've said before. So with this being said, he also said he would reveal to us, and in revealing what he's revealed to us is the form that we're calling woke. Now, let's go through each thing. Black-on-black crime, that's a symptom. Trump talking about a race war, that's a symptom. And the killing of the African-American in South, again, a symptom of the spiritual battle that is being waged between good and evil that God has said that we would be part of. Now, the one thing about it is that this is nothing new, because Timothy McVeigh also was the one who was going to start a race war. He was also the killer of Charleston's shooter that also wanted to start a race war. So the one thing that we talked about that we continue to do, as was done with your Granny V, is to continue to laugh, because the good Lord provided us with laughter to look at this from this point of view. But he didn't say, you know, laugh and do nothing. We have to now become ready and willing to go forth. So the one thing about it is, and we will definitely keep it short because of the interest of time, the good Lord, just like Bishop Taylor, is a glad dad, because the fact that we're woke, we're active, we're moving, and the fear that's being pushed by the group that is opposing us shows how fearful they are that things are changing, things are moving in the direction where they are going and will be out of power. And for number 45, or T-Rump, to do this shows that his back against the wall and that he doesn't have anything else except to throw out vile threats of violence and also killing. So it means that what's working is happening in the way that God has deemed it to be. Because as we've all said, God is bigger. Christ is the victory. And also, we can always trust in the Lord, because he'll never let us down and he'll bring it in his time. So everyone, laugh, scribble, and also enjoy grace and mercy. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Professor, all right, let's give a big hand. All right, Professor Reams. Professor Reams. Professor Reams. Wow, that was amazing, Professor Reams. That was amazing. Now, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitution rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And with that being said, I want to see if we still have our special guest, A Moment to Shine, Jasmine Taylor, with Jay's Beauty Bar. Jasmine, are you still with us? Jasmine, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Jasmine, we would love for you to give us your closing remarks. But before you do, give out your phone number, your website, and your address one more time to your beauty bar, and then give us your closing remarks.
All right. So Jay's Beauty Bar is located 5838 Luetta Road, that's Suite 61, Spring, Texas, 77379. The telephone number here is 310-431-0113. The website is jayshair.com, and you can find us on Instagram at jays, that's J-A-E-S, dot beauty bar. And there you can see our pictures and our booking site. And my closing remarks are just take care of yourself, take care of your body, take care of your mind, take care of your soul, and also let's look out for one another. Thanks for having me.
Everybody give Jasmine a big hand. Come on, you guys. Give Jazz.
Thank you, Jazz.
Thank you, Jazz. We appreciate you for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to put her back on hold. Now, okay, for all the people on Facebook Live, throw them hearts up there. Give me some hearts. I want to see some hearts. If you enjoyed what you heard today and you thought it was a wonderful show and some great topics, there you go. That's what I want to see, all those hearts up there. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Edie Way. Thank you, Edie, for saying it's a great show. Thank you, everybody. I love you guys so much. I want to tell my wife, Wanda Jones, I love you, Wanda. You are the sunshine of my life. Now, I want to say this to my mother, Dorothy Dean Jones, our mother. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. So that goes out to our mother, Dorothy Dean Jones, 80-something years old today. And
happy birthday.
I want to thank you so much. Now, remember the three things that I tell you every show. Well, today I'm going to add on four things. Thank you, Bishop Taylor. Great show. Thank you, Bishop Taylor, so much. I want to tell you four things today. Number one, when you get mad at somebody, if you get mad at your brother or your sister or another African-American person, remember the five C's: cool, calm, collected, composed, and compassion. The five C's. If you get mad at somebody, cool, calm, collected, composed, and compassion, and walk away. Number two, the only limit in life is the one that you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Number three, the best is yet to come. That's number three. The best is yet to come. And last but not least, number four, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. What a show it's been. We are so grateful for you, and I send nothing but love to you. God bless you. And don't let nothing steal your joy. Amen. And so with that being said, what do we always say on this show? The question on our show every single time and every single week. Oh, yeah, by the way, we'll be back next Monday, same time, same channel. But the question is, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening? Hey,
brother, what's up?
This is a
too big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love into here today. Pick it back and pick it back. Don't punish.
punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. It's not.